The pandemic has been extremely stressful for everyone. The fears of getting sick, combined with being isolated from friends and loved ones, the disruption of routines, the loss of favorite activities, and perhaps financial insecurity has made coping difficult for even people who do not have underlying mental health problems. Add to that, many people are spending more time with their spouses than they ever have before, and they are learning lots about their partners, and perhaps lots they do not like. Life can become intolerable for people living together, particularly where they cannot get along or sympathize with what each other is feeling. For many others who already have strained relationships, the pandemic has pushed them past the breaking point. Repeatedly, people have asked me, is COVID-19 a good time to separate? This episode of the Ontario Family Law Podcast will provide some important information for making that decision. I'm John Schumann, a certified specialist in family law in Ontario. I'm also a mediator, arbitrator, and collaborative lawyer. This podcast is a companion to my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on the iBookstore, Amazon, Kobo, and in fine bookstores. Deciding whether to separate is one of the most difficult decisions people have to make. There seems to be a lot of uncertainty about the children, finances, where to live, and how to move forward. There are a lot of things that play into how things will work out. Often, there are many competing considerations. This podcast will explain the considerations when separating and what impact they usually have on people and parents who separate. How those considerations affect each other and how they will affect you can be really complex. To know better what your future will look like, you need to make an appointment to speak to a family law lawyer to get the specifics and to make the best decisions in this difficult time. The first consideration is always, do you really have to separate? The stress of the pandemic may not be the best time to make a difficult decision, although it may also be when you are seeing your spouse most clearly. If you are having interpersonal difficulties, it may be worthwhile to speak to a counselor to see if things can be fixed. If finances are tearing your relationship apart because you and your spouse don't agree, then there are alternatives to separating. A cohabitation agreement or marriage contract can give a spouse the financial security, protection, and peace of mind to stay in the relationship. Check out the previous episode that explained how. I am not putting up with this anymore. The next consideration is the easiest one. If you or the children are not safe in the relationship, you must leave. There is no question about this. The other stuff, measures to protect you and the kids, financial concerns can be sorted out, and you will be better off being safe and free from concerns and coercion when you have a new place and a new life. The police or a family lawyer can help you work on a safe way to leave. They will also keep all the plans secret until you are ready to go. That help is still available during the pandemic. In fact, those services are busy right now. Parenting of the children is always a consideration when deciding to separate. COVID-19 does not affect the rights children have in separation. COVID-19 does mean that the parenting after separation laws will change. Due to the court closures and restrictions, no divorce case will be finished before the changes to the Divorce Act are out that will eliminate the concept of custody. You will not lose custody of the kids by separating. You can get into some serious trouble if you deprive the children of a meaningful relationship with both parents. Except where there are serious safety concerns, running off with the children is a bad idea. Even then, it is something you should do carefully and with legal advice to make sure you don't make any decisions that could cost you the kids in court. After separation, the focus for the kids will be on parenting time and parenting responsibilities. Unless a parent is misbehaving, in a time of change for the kids, family court judges, family law arbitrators, and mediators will try to keep things as close to being the same for the kids. As much as is possible, each parent should spend as much time parenting each child as he or she did before separation. But that will also depend on the children's schedules and the responsibilities for the children. The goal will be that a parent who was responsible for certain aspects of a children's life before separation will keep those responsibilities after separation so the kids have consistency. If possible, the parents who took the kids to soccer will keep taking the kids to soccer. The parent who did all the dentist appointments will keep doing that. Parents who were equally involved in raising their kids will remain equally involved, and parents who have few parenting responsibilities during the relationship will continue to have few parenting responsibilities. There can be a lot of logistics involved in kids' lives, and that can make things complicated after separation. Parenting professionals, parenting mediators, and family law lawyers can all assist with working out the specifics of parenting time and parenting responsibilities if necessary. But remember, these should always be worked out in the way that is in the children's best interest. COVID-19 is not an excuse to deprive one parent of a relationship with the children.
Hey.
Judges expect that parents will cooperate to make the children's lives less stressful and to ensure the children maintain the relationship with the other parent through direct, in-person contact, unless there are demonstrable safety concerns. The second consideration is child support, and that may be impacted by the pandemic. There are previous episodes about this, but to summarize, if the children spend most of their time with one parent, that parent will be receiving monthly child support in accordance with the child support tables at the end of the child support guidelines. If parents share parenting equally, then each of them will pay support to the other in accordance with the tables. Those tables are based on income, so if one or both parents have decreased incomes because of COVID-19, that may mean that the amount of child support may go down. Keep in mind that only the income of the parent or parents paying child support matters. The amount of the income of the person receiving support does not. In shared custody, both parents should be paying support. But child support is supposed to be reviewed every year. So when income goes up, so will child support. If child support is a financial necessity for you to separate, then you will want to look into how much support you are going to get now and consider whether you should wait until the pandemic is over in case your partner will be making more then. The pandemic may also affect the affordability of major expenses for the children. But many of those expenses, such as school tuition and extracurricular activities, have also disappeared at the moment. So it may be necessary to look at sharing those expenses after things get back to closer to normal. Spousal support will also likely be a consideration where there's a discrepancy in wealth between the spouses. Spousal support does not automatically change every year. In fact, it rarely does. But more considerations than just income go into calculating it. To the extent that income reflects how much one spouse can afford to pay the other, income remains an important consideration. But since one of the goals of spousal support is to make sure that the dependent spouse are okay financially, when income is down temporarily, that may not result in spousal support being set permanently low.
Oh.
Where a pandemic income has driven spousal support below what it otherwise would have been, expect that judges will want to revisit spousal support again when the pandemic is over. The pandemic may represent a good time to separate for people who would have to pay spousal support because the amount could be set lower. Keeping the spousal support low after the end of the pandemic may require some careful consideration and planning. Spousal support should ensure that a spouse with financial worries is okay after separation. The law of spousal support is designed so that financial uncertainty will not force unhappy couples to stay together. As a result, in these tumultuous times, it is more important to speak to a family lawyer about spousal support. For married couples, a lot of financial concerns can be addressed by property division. So that is another big consideration in deciding whether to separate, and COVID-19 can have a huge impact on that. That is because property division is based on two specific dates, the date of marriage and the date of separation. Since property is divided based on its value on the date of separation, separating during COVID-19 can mean basing property division on the lowest value that some assets have had in years.
Yeah.
I went over that in detail in another episode and explained how if you don't have the assets, you may not want to separate now. But if you do have them, there may be a big advantage to ending your marriage during the pandemic. There can be some complicated legal considerations in property division, so it is best to speak to a family law lawyer. That is even more true if you are living common law, as there is no statutory common law couples. But there may be some ways to correct an injustice. Deciding to separate is usually a difficult decision, but should be an easy one when there are safety concerns. COVID-19 should not have a lasting impact on how children are parented after separation, but being unreasonable or combative can make the pandemic much harder on children and leave them with lasting scars. Child support may be affected by the pandemic, but when incomes come back, so should child support. Spouse support may be more complicated in these troubled times, but a good family law lawyer will protect the client's financial security. Property division will be affected by the pandemic, and so some careful decisions and planning regarding separation can really impact on how things work out. The pandemic has made a lot of things more complicated. That is especially true when it comes to the decision to separate. Speaking to a lawyer about your specific situation may not only make sure your kids are well protected, but will also help you plan your separation to give you some financial security. If you need some more general family law guidance, or you need to understand Ontario Family Law Matters better so you can make better decisions, or if you need to better understand your options in all parenting situations after separation or divorce, or if you need some tips for how to best make these difficult types of decisions, get a copy of my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law. You can access it immediately on the iBookstore, on Amazon for the Kindle version, or you can download it for Kobo. Amazon can deliver the paperback version directly to your doorstep. You can also get a lot more Ontario Family Law information on www.schumannlaw.ca. Not only are there hundreds of pages of family law information and links, but there are links where to get my book and links to reach my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues, because it is always best to get a lawyer who can give you expert advice that is specific for your situation. In addition to my website, keep up to date on family law and children's law issues by liking my Facebook page, following me on Twitter at @SchumannFamLaw, and finding me on LinkedIn. Of course, please also subscribe to my YouTube channel and get the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud or at www.schumannlaw.ca. Thanks for participating in this podcast. Stay safe. We will get together again soon.